The next speaker for the session is Dr. Ronghu Liu. Please join us here. Dr. Liu is a professor in the Department of Resource and Environment, School of Agriculture and Biology at the School of Environmental Science and Engineering at Shanghai Jiao Tong University, China. He's also the director of the Biomass and Energy Engineering Research Center. His main research fields are biomass energy engineering, energy, ecological environment integrated systems. Professor Liu studied at SCUBA International Center of JICA in 1995. He has experience working at different places in China, also in UK and Japan. Please join me in welcoming Professor Liu. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very happy to be invited to be here to attend this conference. My name is Ronghu Liu. I'm professor at Shanghai Jiao Tong University. Today, what I'd like to talk about in particular is research and development of biomass conversion technology in Shanghai Jiao Tong University. This is too technical presentation, and the technology of biomass conversion technology, which I taught, will be do not compete with the food security. There are five main parts of my presentation, namely, one, introduction to Shanghai Jiao Tong University, two, biomass pyrolysis, three, bioethanol, four, biogas, five, conclusion. Now, let me give you a brief, a little bit detail about each of them. Shanghai Jiao Tong University was established in 1896. There are 20 schools, including School of Agriculture and Biology, which I work, and also School of Mechanical and Power Engineering, School of Environmental Engineering, etc. The student enrollment is 38,000, teachers is 2,800, area of campus about 333 hectares. This main campus, also there are other campuses. And let me brief review the bioenergy conversion technologies. There are three categories of biomass conversion technologies, namely direct combustion, chemical conversion, and biochemical conversion. The purpose of direct combustion is to obtain heat. The chemical conversion includes pyrolysis, gasification, and also liquefaction, but the technology of liquefaction is not mature. For both gasification and pyrolysis, the final products are char, bio oil, and fuel gas. For pyrolysis, the main products are bio oil. For gasification, the main product is fuel gas. For biochemical conversion technology, there are anaerobic digestion for biogas production and bioethanol. And in my laboratory, we concentrate on pyrolysis for bio oil production, and anaerobic digestion for biogas production and bioethanol. And let me talk about the biomass fast pyrolysis for bio oil production. This is figure to the mechanism of biomass pyrolysis. This is the, we should wood particles, when it is heated without oxygen supply, then the wood is, you know, wood is composed of cellulose, lignocellulose, hemicellulose and lignin, and it will be decomposed to gas we call pyrolysis vapor and tar in the form of vapor and char. And the char will undergo secondary correcting, and it decomposed to Qia and Gan. Finally, three products can be obtained. Qia, we also call bio oil, which is liquid, and also gas and Qia. And if the pyrolysis conditions are proper, 100 kilogram barrel oil can produce 100 kilogram barrels can produce 70 kilogram bio oil. And now let me talk about the typical biomass fired pyrolysis reactor. There are a lot of types of pyrolysis reactor. Now this is the rotating core reactor. In fact, the rotating core reactor was developed by Biomass Technology Group, University of Twente, the Netherlands. We introduced the technology from the Netherlands. In the 1995, the biomass throughput is 50 kilogram per hour. The bio oil yield is 53%. And this figure, there are three components of the pyrolysis reactor of rotating core. Biomass hopper and rotating core reactor and product collection section. And the characteristic of rotating core reactor is flash reaction. Namely, solid reaction time is 0.2 seconds. High heating rate. The heating rate is 5,000 K per second. Vapor reaction time is 0.3 seconds. Material to be treated. To be treated can be biomass, coal, oil cell, and polymers. And this is on the left. This part is the sawdust and the bio oil sample. The product yields are as follows. Bio oil 60%, non-condensable gases 30%, Qia 10%. And another reactor was developed by my lab is a fluidized bed reactor. The biomass throughput is 1 to 2 kilogram per hour. The reactor temperature is 400 to 600 degrees centigrade. The biomass particle size can be 1 to 2 millimeters. And this is the corn store or corn stock. And the other one is the bio oil samples. And now let's talk about the property of bio oil. Now, first, the composition of bio oil can be analyzed by GCMS. And the bio oil is a complex mixture of organic compounds, and the functional group in bio oil from wheat straw are seen as follows. There will be carboxyl and carbonyl and hydroxyl, phenol-like and methanol-like. There are nearly 100 composition of the bio oil. In my lab, we detect around 30 elements. And now talk about the properties of bio oil. The sample is a corn stalk. The density of the bio oil is about 1.04 to 1.12. The water content is about 10 to 30%. The viscosity is around 10. The heating value in our case, this is low because the water content is high. But generally, the heating value can be 17 megajoules per kilogram. It's nearly half of the diesel oil, the heating value. Now talk about the ethanol-free sorghum. The yield, first I'll talk about the yield of sweet sorghum. The yield of stem is 50 ton per hectare. Grain yield is also 5 ton per hectare. The juice ethanol yield is about 1.5 to 2 tons per hectare, depending on the sugar content. And in fact, in China, we have done a lot of research about ethanol from sweet sorghum. And you see, we have to mention the sweet sorghum, there are both stem and grain. We only use stem to produce ethanol. It will not compete with the food production. And now let me show the Jewish fermentation process in our lab. We obtained, we cultivate the sweet sorghum, and we harvest the sweet sorghum, separate the whole stalk of sweet sorghum. We cut the grain and cut the leaves. We use the stem, use the squeezer to extract the juice, and the juice is stored in this case in the tank, and then we send the juice to the fermentation reactors, and we use immobilized yeast for the fermentation. In our case, the fermentation time is about 6 to 10 hours. Conventional fermentation knowledge, the fermentation time may be around 30. In our case, the fermentation speed is 6 times higher than the conventional technology. And this is the Jewish fermentation, the optimization of the Jewish fermentation. The temperature of 33 degrees centigrade, pH of 4.5, initial substrate concentration of around 200. And the particle starving rate about 25 were suitable for the Jewish fermentation. We also do some work about the storage of ethanol, storage of the sweet sorghum stock, and also do solid substrate fermentation, and also do the use of bagasse for pyrolysis for liquid fuel production. I will not mention about it. And now we talk about the biogas technology. And in China, there are a lot of extensive work of biogas technology. And this is now I just talk about the small scale of biogas technology. The biogas anaerobic digester volume is usually about 10 kilogram, no, 10 cubic meter. And this is this figure shows the greenhouse with the two side wall and the north wall and back slope and the front cover. During the winter time, it should be covered by plastic. And there the inner wall. The inner wall divided into the greenhouse into two parts. One is the pig house and the vegetable production house. And also underground of the pig house, there are the biogas digester. We call biogas ecosystem. The manure of pig will be sent to the biogas digester directly underground, and the biogas during the fermentation, the biogas are produced, and the fermented sludge can be utilized as a fertilizer for vegetable production, and also biogas can be used for the cooking, household cooking, and the heating of the greenhouse, and also. Inside the inner wall, there are two holes. One is the oxygen, one is the carbon dioxide. During the growth of the pig, the carbon dioxide will be produced through the heel of the pig, and the carbon dioxide can be utilized as a gas fertilizer for vegetable production. During the photosynthesis of the vegetable production, the oxygen will be produced. The oxygen can be transported to the pig house. It is beneficial for the pig growth. In this way, there is a good circulation among the vegetable and the pig and the microorganism, and also can utilize solar energy. And these some published papers in my lab. Conclusion: different conversion technology can treat different type of raw materials, and different product can be obtained. There are both advantages and disadvantages for any conversion technology. However, I can conclude biomass pyrolysis for bio-oil production and biogas will not compete with food production, because the raw material of them are agriculture and forest waste. And the ethanol from juice of sweet sorghum will not compete with food production too, because we only use the stem, and the green part of ethanol can be used as the feedstock for animal. That's it from our presentation. Thank you very much.